Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is anchor man, not anchor lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
It is weird that they put 10 candidates on the stage. I'd put the four front runners at the center of the stage. I'd make the other six dangle off the edge by their fingertips throughout the thing. Mayor Pete Buttigieg was up way past his bedtime tonight. I don't know if you heard, he ran into some trouble this afternoon. He almost didn't make it to the debate. You can see he got stuck in the claw machine at the Dave & Buster's. At the Baybrook Mall, his mother was able to fish him out.
Oh, man. Jimmy Kimmel reacting to the debate after the fact, and lots to talk about. Now, I don't think there are any major stories or headlines to come out of it at all, and maybe that in and of itself is a headline in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Of itself. In.
And self.
Of.
In.
Itself. It's Friday the 13th, and there's a full
Spooky.
Moon on the horizon. And I'm running out of words.
Spooky Friday.
Rob Kramer joins us in the studio. Rob, save this ship.
Save the ship. I thought you were going to say this ship. So I was going to say this ship. But
save.
Save. Yeah, I know. It's a Friday for all
Hi,
of us.
Hi, how are
Hi.
You?
Hi.
It's
I'm
Friday
well.
The 13th. It's a
it
full
is Friday
moon.
The 13th.
Does that
it
mean anything?
It does mean something. It means it's the first time in 19 years that we've had Friday the 13th coincide with a full moon.
Oh.
Oh.
See, that changes
Ooh,
everything for Katie.
Yes. It's Y2K. Gonna get weird tonight.
So, yeah. In college, I worked
Just
as a...
Leave details on that one.
Yeah.
Hey,
Good
David.
Lord. I can't believe you guys... I'm sick of 10 minutes with her on Fridays. I can't believe you guys stick with her the whole week. So, Katie, with all your weirdness going on tonight, have you guys ever heard that, like, the crazies come out on
yes.
oh, yeah, a full moon or Friday the 13th?
That's what I'm hearing
oh, yeah.
right now.
So I used to work as a in college as a certified nursing assistant at
yeah.
a nursing home.
You do all these really noble things.
Yeah, right.
Nobody
exactly.
would ever expect that of you.
What are you trying to say? Thanks a lot for all the time. This has been the Annie Fry Show here on 97.1.
You do so many kind things.
You come off as such a creep that nobody can believe. That you do these nice things.
I know. That's my. That's
Isn't
my,
that what you heard? Because that's what I heard.
Yeah, right. That's the kind of the persona I want you always guessing.
I'm trying to take the pressure off of Katie right now.
Always.
She still
yeah.
has her face in her hands.
She's doing a great
over
job. Well, so let's talk about that today. Friday the 13th,
yes.
full moon. It's perfect time for scary movies.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so Esquire, about this time last year, in preparation for Halloween in October, came out with the list of the top 50 scariest movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go through them real quickly and then
all
I'm going to go.
50?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Ready?
No. Well,
the top five.
Dave comes
Annie.
In here at three.
Well, just listen to what I have to say, Annie.
Listen to me.
I want you to talk to listen, all right?
Listen, Linda.
Linda.
We have to reenact all of these things.
So let's see here. Top five scariest movies of all time, according to Esquire magazine. Number one, 1974's The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Mm. That's OG one.
Yeah, OG.
Yeah, that's a pretty...
A lot of these
up.
Are OGs. I haven't seen this one. Number two on the list, Martyrs from 2008.
Never seen it.
I never even heard of it.
Martyrs?
Martyrs, 2008.
Yeah.
Mm. Number three, the original Halloween, 1978.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number four, this is TC, this probably says a lot more about me, just what you were commenting on. My favorite movie of all time is number 4 scariest movie of all time, which is The Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
It's a great
movie.
It's an awesome movie.
And it is super creepy.
It's so creepy.
Some fava beans and a nice Chianti. And then number 5, 1968's Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, I never heard of that either.
What?
Oh my gosh, you have to see that movie.
You've never heard of Rosemary's Baby?
No.
Do we have some sort of sounder of like, loser, loser, loser?
Well, we do now. No, we'll clip that. Tony, have you heard of it?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Mm-hmm. So Katie?
Yes, I've heard of it.
All right. Well, I'm weird.
Well, it's not like they replay it very often.
Why? Because it's terrifying?
Yeah. Because it's quite terrifying.
What's the premise?
Satan's baby.
Oh, okay. And Satan and Rosemary?
Like a good
Satan and Rosemary.
Who's she?
Poor chick.
Poor gal.
Is she have an immaculate conception like Mary? Is that
not quite immaculate?
Yeah, what's the opposite of immaculate?
Yeah,
probably.
Exactly. It's Red Rum movie. It's that movie, right?
No, Red Rum is
Shining.
You're right.
I have heard of that one.
Yeah. And going around the room, that is my favorite scariest movie of all time is The Shining.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
And they're actually coming out next year with not a sequel. But the premise, I think it's Ewan McGregor, if I'm not mistaken.
He's one of my favorites.
And it's Daniel or Danny Boy as an adult, mm-hmm. and The Shine is coming back and kind of dealing with that as an adult.
That's a weird one. Weird movie.
It is weird.
I don't like movies that make me feel weird. I would rather just be scary and like leave it at that.
So what's your favorite
slasher types?
Yes, that's fine.
I'm the opposite. I don't want to see blood, guts, and gore.
Really?
Man. I'd rather be psychological.
Yeah. Gosh, I don't know. This is going to be generic, but it is probably
okay. Great question. Then, real quickly, tangent. You and I. All right, nobody else in the room. You and I, right here, Katie. So I want to watch. I want to watch it tonight, but okay, I'm debating. Have you seen both the original and the remake of the original?
Yes.
Which would you recommend for somebody that's never seen
it before? You've got to watch the original first, but the remake is phenomenal.
See, that's what I've heard, and that's why I feel like if I can't somehow find a way to stream the original,
if you can't find a way to stream the original, you should watch the remake no matter what.
Perfect.
It's fantastic. I mean, I hate scary movies, but the plot was phenomenal. The acting, incredible. The kids that were in it, awesome. Loved it. And the clown was so terrifying.
So if you don't like blood and guts, then Annie, what's your scariest movie that you enjoy the most?
I'm a really big fan of Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
See, everybody it's universal. I love Hocus Pocus.
I do too.
There are every year. I remember I like sat my 2-year-old son down and I was like, "It's time you watch Hocus Pocus," and he was scared of it because he didn't even know what witches were.
Sure.
But now everybody watches it, so we'll. It's on. I think it's going to be starting to be on the television.
I think October 1st is whenever it's going to.
Yeah.
Happen.
I like psychological thrillers, but honestly, real life is starting to get scary enough that it makes the more relatable it is. Which is what we were talking about with the Joker that's coming out with Joaquin Phoenix. There are people who are criticizing the Joker as a film because they think it's too relatable and it's going to motivate a word that I now have learned was incel.
Incel.
Yes. Yes, involuntarily celibate individuals to think that the ultimate conclusion of this type of a lifestyle is to become a mass violent criminal. That's not. Can a movie be that responsible? I mean, for other people's actions.
We already have that. It's called Antifa.
Yeah. I don't know.
Good point.
I would like to see the Joker. I would see that.
I think it looks good too. Yeah. Gabe.
I'm definitely gonna see the Joker.
What's your favorite scariest movie
of all time? Oh gosh. You know, I think it actually is a Silence of the Lambs.
It's so good.
I mean, come on.
And weird. I'm
really into, you know, kind of police type of not procedurals, but you know,
sort
of going through an investigation,
The movie Seven.
Seven's a little over the top for me.
Seven
I think
is
that's
fair
what,
enough.
That's
the
hit.
Weird. I'm like, weird.
But you want psychological thriller.
I like psychological
Seven
thriller.
Seven is a great psychological thriller.
And have you ever seen the TV show? I'm trying to remember what it's called. My wife's probably going to text me soon. It's about a serial like he's a psychologist.
Dexter.
He's a serial killer, and he's getting hunted by Kevin Bacon.
Dexter.
No.
No, it's not Dexter.
No, I'm not familiar with this one. No, I'm sorry.
It was a Fox series. Oh man, you got to check it out. It was really good. The first season. I can't remember. My wife will text me. I'll let you know.
Look at him smiling.
We got something for your wife here in a second. Anyways, TC.
Oh yeah.
Rounding it out. What's your favorite scariest movie?
Exorcist. Best movie of all time. Definitely so my favorite.
I think it's, if you look at it too, I was kind of seeing all these originals and remakes. I think by genre, scary movies is the number one most remade genre out of all the genres of movies.
Yeah, because it's cheap.
Yeah, really
easy to make.
Yeah, really easy to make.
Also, you can do so much more now with computers that can make something that if you watch the original, it's... And you watch the new one, I assume, because I haven't seen it. But just the way you can make things look and the way you can take the scary even further with computers.
If they do make a movie about Pennywise and the Babadook
having
a homosexual relationship, that will be my new scariest movie of all time. It will unseat The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's from an earlier conversation.
That's a callback, people. That's a callback.
Listen to the podcast.
That TV show was called The Following.
Yes, okay.
Yes, The Following.
I thought I'd heard of it.
Yeah, my wife is suggesting Wait Until Dark is kind of a good psychological thriller. Wait Until Dark. I don't know if you've... It's old. Audrey Hepburn, I think. Mm. She's blind, and somebody's after her.
Oh. Okay. That sounds scary.
Oh, yeah.
Leaving us guessing.
One recommendation to the listeners, if you have not seen the movie Cabin in the Woods, it's kind of a play off of all the scary movies and kind of all the tropes that you see in scary movies.
The slasher films.
The virgin always survives. The stoner's the first to get killed.
Let it be a lesson to you, children.
Celibacy pays.
Indeed.
So speaking of Gabe's wife, we're now going to play a little game of Speaking Canadian. And I'm your host, Rob Kramer here.
FYI, she is not celibate.
Okay, it's getting weird tonight.
It must be a Friday on the Annie Fry Show.
You segued off. She was going to say something if I didn't say
it. Fair enough.
Lost all control.
So the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about speaking Minnesotan, and I've been helping speak Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
So I decided today that for our northern friends, we would have Gabe here kind of help translate some of the most Canadian phrases that are known to man. Without further ado, I'm going to go through four of the most commonly used Canadian phrases, and would hope that you'd be able to translate for
Hopefully
the English-speaking Americans here.
If not,
I would like to add a wrinkle to this. I would like somebody in this room to use at least one of these in context at some point later on in the show.
There you go. Two more segments. Oh, boy.
All right, so what does A mean? A.
It's a modifier that turns a sentence into a question.
Okay.
Wow. Isn't it the way the kids say right? That drives me crazy.
Yeah. Right is also one of the ways you turn a statement into a sentence.
Yes. It's like cold
out there, right?
Yes.
Cold out there.
I've said this thing. I believe it to be true, but I need your validation in order to really believe that it's true. So I add, right? What if someone goes, no? I've seen that a lot of people.
Well, not so much that. I think it's more of an affirmation of, because when you come outside from a cold day and you're just like, whoa. It's really chilly out there, eh? You know it's cold. Mm-hmm. You're just
doing
the thing.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't know.
We call that Minnesota nice.
No, Minnesota
it's just like,
nice.
Yeah, it's just the pleasantries that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter.
Yes, I think that's what it is. Like apologizing to doorknobs and
here's
stuff.
Here's my dad joke.
Canadians do all
that. Minnesotans do that all the time. Oh, excuse me. Sorry, doorknob.
Ooh, sorry.
Here's my dad joke for the day. Do you know how Canada was named? So all the founders of Canada sat in a room and they put all these letters into a hat and they pulled it out and said, C, eh? N, eh? D, eh? But I'm shh.
Good one.
Tipper waitress, try the veal. This one I'd never heard of in my life.
True story.
Toques. What's a toques?
It's a funny hat.
A hat.
It's a hat.
Is it a specific kind of hat, or can any hat be a funny hat?
It looks kind of like, I don't know, if you made a yarmulke out of wool and made it a little bit bigger.
Got it. Okay, I'd never heard toques before. But so for the third phrase, this really bothered me because the sentence on this article goes, another word you're unlikely to hear anywhere else but Canada is snowbird. And I go, I know exactly what a snowbird is. So for the people that might not know, what is a snowbird, Gabe?
Someone who travels to Florida during the winter in Canada.
And that's exactly what it says here. Somebody who travels to Florida, not any other warm part.
Specifically Florida.
Florida.
Florida has one of the biggest expat Canadian populations of all the United States.
Doesn't Dave Murray talk about snowbirds? In his once it gets to be winter time, I think he uses the phrase snowbird quite a bit.
Yep. Yeah, we use it very often. It's in Minnesota. You either go to Florida or Arizona.
Yeah,
two warm spots during the winter.
That's where spring training is.
Right, and a lot of the people do that for that reason.
Right,
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 right. Right?
Hey.
All right, this is the craziest one. I read this and I said, what? All right,
what?
So the phrase is, hey, go get me a double double for loonies or toonies at Timmy's. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a cheeseburger?
Get me a double-double for loonies or toonies at Timmy's.
Okay. So a double-double is two sugars and two cream in your coffee.
Ding, ding.
Timmy's is Tim Hortons.
Ding, ding.
The very, very coffee. Famous coffee. You know to shop. And a loonie or a toonie is currency. A loonie is being a $1 coin and a toonie being a $2 coin.
Don't you get a double-double? Isn't that what you do?
Yeah, that is what I do. Double-double, loony, toony.
No, don't say that.
Green. What was it?
When I pick up coffee for Katie, if I have it made for her, I usually, a lot of times, just get it for black and let her take care of it. Because I don't really trust some of the fine establishments that I'm rushing to get caffeine sustenance on the way to work. But it is a double-double.
It is.
All right.
There you go.
From now on, I'm going to ask you if you want a double-double.
Double-double.
And here's a little bit more of an appropriate segue. It's did you hear about the flight in February? A Condor Air flight from Europe to Mexico had to be diverted over the Atlantic Ocean because the pilot spilled his cup of coffee on the radio transmitter and melted the radio transmitter on the plane. So two questions. Why is the coffee so hot that it's melting the instruments on the plane?
First of all.
And secondly, now the policy is all pilots and flight attendants will be given cups and lids for their cups on all flights from now on.
Why wasn't that there before?
Sounds like a good idea. Always another good policy, especially when it involves melting the radio equipment.
Melting the radio.
Holy cow. I feel like someone spilled coffee in here. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight, tonight. I said, what's with the light bulb? I said, here's the story. And I looked at it. The bulb that we're being forced to use, number one, to me, most importantly, the light's no good. I always look orange. And so do you. The light is the worst.
I love it. Kind of just, orange. You know, beating him to the punch there, talking about, what did he just pull back the bulb ban or something that Obama put into place?
Yeah, I think
I know
so.
That in my house, this
the incandescent,
the curly Q's.
Yeah,
we call those Obama bulbs in my house. Like legit. Like one time I heard my kid, I said, go get a light bulb. And they're like, do you want an Obama bulb? I'm like, oh, don't say that. I'm like,
where did
trouble.
You hear that?
Get called
and
into
then he
the
said,
office.
I learned it from you. And yes. Ran to his room.
Exactly. Exactly. Rob's still in with us. Going to stick around here for another 10 minutes or so. What else you got on that computer?
We just heard that collective groan of the listener. Rob's still. Streaming numbers are falling off the cliff.
Not at all.
So I saw this article actually on 971talk.com today, and I thought that this would be very applicable to you, Annie, with everything that's going on in the state of Illinois and whatnot. So did you see the story that there's a rural province in Italy that is offering residents of Italy $28,000 to move?
To move there or away
into a small rural community with 2,000 or less residents. They will pay you over the next 3 years $28,000 not only to move there, but the caveat is you need to open up a business. I actually kind of like this idea because
that's interesting.
What they're starting to see in Italy and other smaller countries in Europe that are becoming overpopulated in general, let alone a lot of incoming transplants and immigrants, from Syria and other countries and whatnot. They are just having too many people in the metropolis areas and need to move out into the rural parts of the country.
Right.
So as opposed to just giving them kind of a handout for moving, they also want them to encourage commerce in those communities. So they can open up any kind of shop they want, provided it is something that you can sell products and services to the residents of that town.
So kind of a tax offset thing.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that kind of made sense. So right away as I'm reading the story,
see ya.
So Annie,
Italy,
if you were to take advantage of
Italia.
This if your home state gave you this opportunity and said if you could move to a rural community with, let's say, 1,000 residents or less, maybe not necessarily where would you move to, but what kind of shop would you open up?
Ooh.
If I could open it, first of all, I love living in a rural community, so sign me up right now. I don't know, my background is in, just like you, is in digital branding and marketing and creative. So it would probably be something like that. I really liked working with people who couldn't necessarily afford, they don't think that they can afford to reach people through digital means, sure. Or the responsibility of having a website or the alternatives that you can use instead of a website or ways that you can effectively and affordably achieve those types of things. So I would say that help small business, help all the other people who are moving in. Ooh. And they have a lot of built-in business.
Right.
That
yeah,
way.
All, yeah, all the there small you go. Businesses so, moving in there would yeah. get your services.
Wait, do you hear what she just said here? She really won up the question, right? Not only am I going to bring something good to the community, I'm going to do something that benefits every single other business in this community.
And make loads of money off of it. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Nice. Anybody else? Anybody have a passion that they'd love to go?
Katie, what would you do?
Oh, gosh.
What kind of store would you open up if you had to move to a rural community, but
Tony,
you're getting paid?
What would Katie do?
$9,000 a month.
I'm going to like that answer better.
I don't know.
What did I say on that on the video?
She'd be an
Uber
driver.
Assistant manager. Oh, yeah.
A talent, like a reality show.
I'd open up a Banana
drives.
Republic. Just,
yeah, it's just
a
manager.
assistant manager
at the Gap. That's what I said.
At the local rural
I'd
King.
Make them all.
Yeah.
I don't know what I
That's
would
awesome.
Do.
So my retired dream is to move to the beaches of San Diego and teach people how to write resumes and apply for jobs, especially the elderly and adults with disabilities.
Again, Rob works with people with disabilities right now. He is just a really genuinely good person.
I am America's sweetheart.
Or a giant faker.
Next segment, Tony and Rob, Indian leg wrestling on the studio floor. Next on 97.1.
Hey, man, I'm just kidding.
Hey, man.
It's Friday. We're all having fun here.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Guys.
We're just having fun.
We're just having fun.
Everybody's having a good
time.
Don't we? We have fun here, don't we? We have a good time.
Yeah, we'd like to have fun here.
Come on, guys.
Oh, man.
What's
talk about fun.
All jokes.
So
come on.
Let's see here. Taste of St. Louis is back this weekend.
Yes.
And it's actually moved to back to downtown. You know, it had been in Chesterfield for a couple of years. And so Taste of St. Louis is back here in downtown St. Louis again. And so there's a lot of great restaurants that are going to be featured and whatnot. And I have to give a big shout out to Max Local Eats is one of my favorite local restaurants right now. I think we talked about him on the show a couple of weeks ago. And we were talking about Burger Days and whatnot. They're actually down in a new location of Bluewood Brewing. But anybody else have any big, hot new restaurants or a nice meal that you've had at a place?
You know what? Has anybody been to Pie?
Pizza?
And yeah, the pizza place.
Pie Pizza.
Pie Pizza.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? I love that place.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
I love it.
Very, very good.
Edgewild just opened in Edwardsville, I don't know, maybe within the last year or so, but we've been a few times. It's one of my favorite places to go now. I know that there is at Chesterfield where they also are.
Is it Creve Coeur, maybe?
Maybe.
Something like that, yeah. I think you're right.
Expanded to the Edwardsville area, and I think it's delicious.
Nice. Gabe?
Daly's Barbecue. I had some at the Taste of Ferguson, actually, which was
a little bit ago.
And I had some of their chili. They did a live cook deal, and it was it was brisket chili.
I love barbecue. You can't go wrong.
Oh, so
Q and the Lou coming in 2 weeks.
Oh, and then he had wings, too. It was a, what was it, cranberry, cayenne, something or other. It was, oh, my gosh. It was so good.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Daly's.
TC, they're not anything special right now.
There's a new restaurant out there. It's called Jack in the Box. They make tacos
and the best ranch.
I'm turning to
so speaking of, did you see? Okay, so 2 weeks ago, I think we talked about We had the fast food feud a couple weeks ago, right?
Uh-huh.
Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
So has everyone seen what Popeyes has been doing as of yesterday on social media?
It could be my story for Annie, and Annie, are you okay?
No,
go ahead, take it, because I've got plenty.
You keep that one. That's going to be a great one. I have another one to talk about.
Does it have to do with...
Yes, it's got to be the same story.
I think I've seen it, too.
Man, this tease has me listening to that segment.
Listen at 2:42.
So Wendy's today announced that they are going to debut a breakfast menu.
Oh,
and starting getting into the fast food breakfast craze that's really become popular over the past couple of years. So, question for the room. Is a Wendy's Frosty considered a breakfast smoothie?
Yes.
If it's served at breakfast time.
Sure.
Yes.
I'm in for that. You can never go wrong any time of the day with a Frosty.
Never.
Best.
To
Love
me,
it.
A milkshake is just a really much better smoothie than all other smoothies.
It's the king smoothie.
It's the king smoothie.
And, or the queen smoothie.
And they typically have a lot of protein, you know, in the milk and whatnot. So if you think about it that way, it's a great way to start your morning.
Yep.
I think if you want to eat a Frosty for breakfast and you're a grown person, just eat
this
Frosty.
This is America.
You don't need to name it.
Frosty
you don't need
a
to
pie.
Make a personal relationship with it. Just have a Frosty. This is America. Whatever.
That offends me. And as a millennial,
welcome to the Annie Fry Show. It's what we do here. We ask people in and we do everything we can to offend them. Rob, thank you.
Thank you.
You're such a nice person.
You're such a great person.
So generous.
I love being on the show, and I love having you have me.
Bend.
Enough about me. Let's talk about you. What do you think about me?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We all had to just like take a moment of silence when Rob leaves the studio. Mm-hmm. He brings in so much energy.
A moment of silence.
It's perfect. I love it.
Gotta recharge.
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
How have you been?
I can't complain. Man.
We have fun here.
We have a lot of fun here, don't we?
You look older.
Been a busy couple of days.
Busy, busy. You hosted a Glover show.
Tony and
ready for the weekend.
Gabe over there just surrounded by deliciousness.
Yeah.
I can't help but grab pieces of this cookie right here. So it needs to go away from me right now.
The great
now.
People.
Well, if you keep eating them, it'll go. No.
Do you want it near?
No. Great Harvest. I have a still-wrapped Great Harvest Bread Company pumpkin chocolate chip loaf of bread in front of me, and I need to keep it wrapped as long as I can until I have somebody I can share it with.
Right. So Steve, the owner of Great Harvest Bread Company in Maplewood, heard us talking about him on the show the other day.
Thanks, Steve.
He realized that Katie and I have had Great Harvest Bread Company many times, but that you hadn't, Annie, and he wanted to rectify that problem. So he brought in some treats for everybody.
Yes.
And it's the best. So the pumpkin bread, you know, it's that time of year, but they make that pumpkin bread all year long because Steve said that the customers demand it. That he used to not make it all year long. He used to only make it in this season.
Seasonal.
But that people asked for it so much that he makes it every week all throughout the year. And it is, it's the best.
So good. The webcam's still down. I'm sorry for people who I keep getting messages about the webcam being down. But I still find myself like wanting to show the webcam.
Right, exactly.
The bread.
Look
and
right.
I'm like, and I do this because the camera's right in front of me, but Katie's right on the other side of the camera. So normally.
So it looks like you're showing Katie the bread.
Katie's like, all right, Annie, I got it.
I see it.
I like it. I got it.
Okay. Got my own over here.
It's a great little bread you got there. Why are you smiling so
loaf
big?
Of bread.
It's kind of weird.
Doing a Vanna White with the bread over here. It's
yeah.
Like, ooh.
For Katie, it's a one woman show, totally.
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay with This?
So I'll start with this, something I'm not okay with. I don't know about you guys, but just breaking news just now. Information came out about Felicity Huffman. She has been sentenced to 14 days in prison for her activities in the college admissions scandal. People are watching this. What happens to Felicity is they think it'll be a gauge to what happens to Lori Loughlin, who's the other big name celebrity that's sort of caught up in this situation.
Should the big name celebrities get any more time than anybody else?
No, they should get equal time. They never do, but it should be equal. That's the way it should work in society. Of course it doesn't, but that's the way it should work. If it was me and my kids, whatever charge I would get is what she should get. And I have a feeling that I would have gotten more than 14 days.
Mm.
But yeah, so that's what she said. That's what has been determined. There's some community service and a fine a part of this, too. I don't have all those details yet. This is literally breaking right now.
I think the fine was $30,000.
Was it $30,000? Okay. They were asking for her attorneys were asking for the fine to be $20,000. So we'll get the rest of those details. But the big one there is that she will be serving 14 days in prison, which, as Gabe pointed out during the break, she'll probably have to serve 85% of, which is normal in a federal case. So it'll probably be more like 11 days or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Four things you should know about tonight's full moon on Friday the 13th.
We've been
I thought
talking
this would
about
be
this
fun, right?
Quite a bit. Katie's excited. I am.
It's this year's harvest moon.
Ooh.
The moon, the full moon closest in date to the fall equinox is always referred to as the harvest moon. So this full moon tonight on Friday the 13th is also this year's harvest moon. It's also the micro moon.
What's
the
that?
Full moon also coincides with the point in the moon's orbit where it is furthest from the sun. So even though it's a full moon, it will appear slightly smaller and less bright than a usual full moon. So it's the micro moon. It's only full technically for an instant, very briefly. The moon will appear full for most of the night, but it's officially full when it is exactly 180 degrees opposite the sun and something called the... Gabe, what? Hard word.
Oh, ecliptic longitude.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Duh.
And for the, what the heck and for tonight's harvest moon, that will happen at approximately 12:30 a.m. Eastern time. So 11:30 here.
Do you guys remember when
it'll
was...
technically be full for a moment?
Ooh. There was a ton of super moons. Like every
the
single, there was like a super moon.
Everything is super moon.
Hates the term super moon.
Every anything single time that you looked up, crazy. Everyone's like, it's another super moon.
Last time we had a full moon on Friday the 13th was October 13th in the year 2000. It's been 19 years since we have seen a full moon on Friday the 13th. Wow. The next one doesn't happen until August 13th, 2049.
What?
So 30 years it will be until there is another full moon on Friday the 13th. So very rare for the two things to coincide.
That's why it's extra spooky up
That's
in here.
All right, here we go. Annie, Popeyes is saying that you can bring your own bun into the restaurant so you can make your own chicken sandwich because they are selling out every day so quickly.
Real question.
Yes. Can you bring Great Harvest Bread Company buns into Popeyes? Yes.
Would a really good piece of fried chicken taste good on this pumpkin bread? Because have you seen like cheeseburgers on donuts?
Yes.
I've heard of that.
I've never had it myself, but my husband used to work at the Gateway Grizzlies.
Yeah.
And they are famous for baseball's best burger. And it is renowned as a fantastic combination. It's French fries and Frosties.
Yeah.
I bet you've done that before.
So they have a menu there at Great Harvest where you pick your bread and they make tons of them and you have your sandwich made on that bread. So I imagine if you were there or if you were at home and you wanted to make your sandwich with the pumpkin bread, you'd be able to do that.
I don't know about it.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
They'd be like, not you. Not doing it.
So because the chicken sandwich keeps selling out every day and they got these long lines of people trying to get them and then people are pulling out guns and starting fights whenever they sell out. Popeyes is now announcing that you can bring in your own bun to make your chicken sandwich when you go to Popeyes. Annie, are you okay with bringing your own bread to a fast food restaurant to make a sandwich with?
I mean, do what you do.
I'm not okay with it. If I'm so paying weird. For a sandwich, it's coming with the bread.
There you go.
Totally. Gabe, you're a supporter of God's Chicken, right?
That's right.
Okay, just check
Chick-fil-A.
It.
All day.
Hey, I was
all
like,
day.
What is God? Is that some
What's that?
Weird Illinois restaurant?
Yeah,
I'm not aware.
God's
where
Chicken. Of? No, it's Chick-fil-A,
just
clearly.
A glory. Okay, so
Chick-fil-A is the greatest, hands down.
It's just amazing.
It's the best.
My husband and I, referee volleyball, we are going to, I leave straight from here. I need to be on a volleyball court at 3:30 in Belleville to referee tonight 6 8th grade volleyball games.
Fun.
And then tomorrow we do 8 volleyball games.
Oh, okay.
And it's in a span of like 26 hours. But we're going to Belleville, and we usually go right past the Chick-fil-A that's right by Lowe's, and that's what we will get on the way home. And if I hope that we get out of the gym fast enough so we beat Chick-fil-A being closed. But when we go to Belleville, we specifically go to Chick-fil-A.
Worth it.
So if you need to bring your own bread, but if you don't like it, then just go to God's Chicken and get your bread there like you're supposed to.
I love Chick-fil-A and the fact that they stick to their morals and they stay closed on Sunday. But we just recently got one in Florissant.
Yes, we did.
And I bet you always wanted on Sunday.
If there was ever a time over the last few years that we would find ourselves on the weekend traveling, maybe shopping somewhere, and B, where we know there's a Chick-fil-A, and be like, oh, we're shopping in Chesterfield.
Let's go to Chick-fil-A
and get dinner there on the way home, and then realize it's Sunday.
Oh,
it's like the
we were never close
to one before, and then every now and then we were, and then sometimes that day.
I get it, Chick-fil-A,
and I support you, but man, that's.
But look,
that's a knife
Chick-fil-A
in the heart.
Doesn't run out of food because they run their restaurants right.
Oh, when I used
to
work at Jamestown Mall, and I'd have to open the store on Saturday or on Sunday mornings, and the only thing that could cure my late Saturday night issues that I had was a Chick-fil-A sweet tea, and they weren't open.
It is painful.
It was tough. It was tough.
Did it make you question your faith?
It did. A porn site. Here's this will make you question.
Transition.
Wow.
This will make you question.
No, not okay.
Your faith.
Not okay.
A porn site has bid $10 million for the naming rights to the Miami Heat Arena.
Wow.
Where the Miami Heat plays basketball. I won't name
the site.
Porn site, but the arena that the Miami Heat, the NBA's Miami Heat plays basketball is currently called the American Airlines Center. But American Airlines just announced that they are dropping their naming rights so other companies can bid. And this porn company has just put in a $10 million bid for naming rights to an NBA arena.
Do you know what American Airlines paid? Does it compare like $10 million compared to what other people?
That's
are?
A great question. Because, it does not. It doesn't say that here.
Because I would bet, and I'd be interested to know. This is just a thought, a guess in my mind. But I would bet that is there any way you can allude to the name? No, you don't have to if it's inappropriate. Obviously,
it's two B's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Two words. They both start with the letter B.
Well.
I mean, I could say it.
If you...
Can you say it?
Yeah, it's Bang Bros.
Okay.
That's the name of it.
Okay.
That's the name of the company.
So if
and
that's
this is a news story.
Fun.
So,
would the NBA team ever entertain...
The Bang Bros Arena.
would they ever actually entertain accepting that?
You know what?
Of course not.
Well, would they? Because...
If the money's right.
If the money's right, unfortunately, in this...
If you're this company, one of two things happens. You actually get the naming rights, mm-hmm. or everybody talks about the fact that you won in the naming rights.
Which is what they want.
This is they made an offer for $10 million.
Well, what's that tell you about the United States of America?
Absolutely.
That
look at
Bang Bros
right
is making
right
enough money that they can make a $10 million bid to try to buy the naming rights of an NBA arena.
I just wonder if the NBA, if the Miami Heat accepted it, if they would... poop their pants a little bit because they never
imagine.
ever thought it would actually happen. They would risk reputation. Which is why you make the offer and get people talking about it.
I still have to ask the question, Annie, are you okay?
It's not even going to dignify that with a response.
In the words of Beto.
Hell yes.
No, I'm kidding.
So many people in the And many people in this country get paid either twice a month or every other week. For example, the 15th is in a couple of days. A lot of people get paid on the 1st and 15th of every month. There is a debate happening right now out there. A new survey by the American Payroll Association asked 40,000 people, do you prefer the current way that you get paid, either twice a week or every other week or twice a month, or do you feel like you should be paid every single day after your day of work?
Mm-mm.
Paid daily. A third said they'd prefer to be paid a bunch of smaller payments instead of two paychecks a month. So a third of people said that they would like to be paid maybe weekly, if not daily, for the work that they do.
No way. I can't figure out how to like invest and save if I'm getting this like constant steady flow of little money.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? Just every day when you're walking, when you're leaving the building, they hand
you
your
here's a check.
Your check for the day?
No way.
I guarantee you that third of people are living paycheck to paycheck and they just want to be able to spend their
money
daily.
Maybe so, yeah.
And it'd probably help them if it got rationed out in that way. Probably help people who are coming into making an income spend a little bit more wisely. But I'd rather have the big chunk that I can save, pay off bill, pay the mortgage, and
divide it up. Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. Well, it's good to see you, Tony. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah.
Have fun on the Dave Glover Show. I'm sure it's going to be exciting to hear everything that they experienced that they can tell you so far about their trip to the Sally House. So stick around. Dave Glover Show coming up next. Gabe, always great to have you near.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Yep. Appreciate it. St. John the Philosopher on YouTube. Our podcast at radio.com. Dave Glover Show next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.